Unit 22, Test 1.
Section 1.
Number 1. If you keep on learning English, you are sure to succeed.
Number 2. It is a bit colder than it was yesterday.
Number 3. Although he said he didn't like the film, he went to see it twice.
Number 4. It was Xiao Li who helped Grandma Wang. Section 2. Number 5. What's the price of the tape recorder?
Number 6. What's the weather like tomorrow?
Number 7. What do you think is likely to happen?
Number 8. How did he come in? The front door is locked.
Number 9. There is no Kate here. This is 718-2842.
Number 10. What would you like to have?
Section 3, number 11. What time is it now by your watch? My watch says 8:50.
Your watch is 15 minutes slow.
Oh, really? I must have it checked. Question. What's the correct time? Number 12. I failed the test again.
If you had worked a little harder, you would have succeeded.
I hope you will give me some help.
Sure.
Question. What do you learn about Mike? Number 13. What's the price of these two books?
This book is $4.
How about the other book?
It is twice as much as this book.
Question. How much is the other book? Number 14. I'd love to dance, but I don't know the steps.
It doesn't matter. No one will be looking at us in the crowd.
Question. What does the woman mean?
Number 15. I wish Sam were here.
I do too. Why he left school in the middle of the term is puzzling to me. Question. What does the man mean? Test 2. Passage 1. One day, McCoy, a famous boxer, was having a drink with a lady friend. Just then, a man came up and began to talk to her. He was a nice man. McCoy wanted no trouble, so he asked the man to leave. He told the man that he was Kid McCoy. He thought his name was so well known that there was no need to speak more. But the man said to him, "If you are Kid McCoy, I am George Washington, the first president of the country." And then he continued to speak in an unpleasant way to the lady. McCoy hit the man gently, not hard. It was really a light touch. But the man fell to the ground. It took him minutes to get on his feet again. When he did this, he called out, "That is the real McCoy," and ran out as quickly as he could. One day, McCoy, a famous boxer, was having a drink with a lady friend. Just then, a man came up and began to talk to her. He was a nice man. McCoy wanted no trouble, so he asked the man to leave. He told the man that he was Kid McCoy. He thought his name was so well known that there was no need to speak more. But the man said to him, "If you are Kid McCoy, I am George Washington, the first president of the country." And then he continued to speak in an unpleasant way to the lady. McCoy hit the man gently, not hard. It was really a light touch. But the man fell to the ground. It took him minutes to get on his feet again. When he did this, he called out, "That is the real McCoy," and ran out as quickly as he could. Questions. Number 1. Why didn't McCoy want any trouble?
Number 2. Did the man believe that he was Kid McCoy?
Number 3. How did McCoy hit the man?
Number 4. Was it really a light touch to the man?
Number 5. What happened to the man at last?
Number 6. Where do you think this story happened? Passage 2. People have smoked cigarettes for a long time now. The tobacco which is used to make cigarettes was first grown in what is now part of the United States. Christopher Columbus, who discovered America, saw the Indians smoking. Soon the dried leaves were transported to Europe, where smoking began to catch on. In the 1800s, the Turks made cigarettes popular. Cigarette smoke contains at least two harmful substances, tar and nicotine. Tar, which forms as the tobacco burns, damages the lungs and therefore affects breathing. Nicotine, which is found in the leaves, causes the heart to beat faster and increases the breathing rate. Smoking cigarettes is dangerous. The U.S. Public Health Service stated that cigarette smoking is the cause of lung cancer and several other deadly diseases. The U.S. government now requires that each package of cigarettes bear a special warning about the dangers of smoking. People have smoked cigarettes for a long time now. The tobacco which is used to make cigarettes was first grown in what is now part of the United States. Christopher Columbus, who discovered America, saw the Indians smoking. Soon the dried leaves were transported to Europe, where smoking began to catch on. In the 1800s, the Turks made cigarettes popular. Cigarette smoke contains at least two harmful substances, tar and nicotine. Tar, which forms as the tobacco burns, damages the lungs and therefore affects breathing. Nicotine, which is found in the leaves, causes the heart to beat faster and increases the breathing rate. Smoking cigarettes is dangerous. The U.S. Public Health Service stated that cigarette smoking is the cause of lung cancer and several other deadly diseases. The U.S. government now requires that each package of cigarettes bear a special warning about the dangers of smoking. Questions. Number 7. Where was tobacco first grown?
Number 8. Before Columbus discovered America.
Number 9. In the 19th century, smoking became popular because of the people in...